The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back to NT 915 on the nose. Let's step into our interview with Miss Amelia Bruce, author of Shapes at the Well. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So you are our first Tobagonian author inside the book club on Freedom 106.5 FM. So let me find out from you, what inspired you to be an author, especially as Tobago is so more driven into, you know, culture and tourism? What made you decide to be a writer?
Well, I am a very creative person, and I was looking for a way to integrate education and creativity. Mm-hmm. And it drew me to creating books. Because Shapes at the Well was not my first book, but I know I wanted to create something different, something that was able to entertain the little readers, but at the same time, teach them about what they needed to know. And so it inspired me to, with the image of creating something new, something different, to create this book. And that was really it.
All right, so tell me about your first book then. What was it about? What genre did it fall into?
It is also an education book. All my books are all educational. It was just more direct. So The Shapes of the Well is an animated story that teaches you about shape. But the first book was really just a book that teaches you also about shape, but goes into details where they get to interact with the book. So they have removable pieces and they're also matching shapes and they can relate it to the world. But I wanted to do something more different. So it's just expanding on that creativity, but with the aim of educating.
And is this book geared to children with, let's say, special abilities? I don't like to say learning disabilities, but is it geared towards them?
Definitely. The first book is definitely a hands-on book, so they would enjoy this book. It also is paired with a hands-on learning material. So when you see this package, you're definitely going to be engaged. You're going to be excited because a lot of times children, they like to do hands-on thing, you know, they like to be stimulated. And that was really the aim behind creating the books, for them to be stimulated, for them to be truly engaged. So it does benefit children with special needs and as well as children that, you know, they perform at their best level.
So basically, is it for children who are now beginning to understand shapes? And do you apply color to it as well?
Yes. So I particularly like to work with preschoolers. So the book is mainly for preschoolers, that age group. And it does has a lot of colors. The book has a lot of colors, whether it's the storybook and the other book that is more interactional. It has each shape depicts a different color. And the package, the hands-on shape that goes with it also comes in different colors. So they get to learn both shape and color at the same time.
Well, we're doing this via Zoom, so I'm wondering if I could see some of these shapes that you have or for the
Definitely.
Book, because I'm thinking, you know, hey, there you are. Hello.
Hi.
So can I see what, is it like felt where you take off pieces and then place it onto the book? Just to describe it for our listeners.
This is the first book.
Ah, okay.
This is a laminated book.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open the book, it first shows you what the shape is. So it's an I Spy shape collection. And then we have here removable pieces where they get to relate shapes in the world. Because, you know, everywhere that we go, there are shapes, right?
Right.
And sometimes when you're looking for shapes and you're teaching them to relate shapes in the world, sometimes they may be looking at all the detail and it might take away from looking at the, you know, the outline
actual
of
shape.
The shape.
Yeah.
This book was created with another item to help assist these children learn the shapes. So let me show you the other. So the first page I show you was this is our I Spy shape collection. This is the other piece.
Uh-huh.
So as they look in the book and they're trying to get the shape, this would help put the shape together. Let me find this piece. So we have here the rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
You'll first see I Spy a rectangle. they put it here.
So the entire...
So it's over.
Yeah. So I just want to briefly describe to our listeners what I'm seeing, because we've got the interactive experience here at Freedom 106.5 FM, where we stream online and also listen on air. So the book is completely interactive with shapes that you can remove from the book, and also shapes, well, that rectangle is also separate from the book. There you go. So
yeah,
you can actually,
it
goes with the book. So they actually have to find the shape in the book. So this increases their cognitive abilities and problem solving abilities.
Yes. And it also goes with this. So they get to match the shapes as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is a little more engaging for the children.
Definitely.
So they wouldn't become bored, that kind of thing.
Definitely. Yes, it was really the aim, because I find that a lot of the times when we say, come on, let's do some schoolwork, you know, sometimes they don't have a happy expression.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a happy learner, you have a willing learner. And we want more willing learners, right? So that they do their best when they are doing their schoolwork.
Do you find this method works a lot for children to really grasp the concepts a whole lot faster?
Definitely, because they are because children like to do things hands-on. They like to explore. It puts them within that area where they are. It's almost as if you're speaking their language of play, of exploring, of touching and feeling and discovering. So it definitely has a greater impact.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to find out what has been your experience with applying these to children in schools, and where you've been, exposing the book to see the results. We'll be right back.
Glycas is a non-selective systemic herbicide that controls annual and perennial grasses and broadleaf weeds. Glycas is absorbed by the foliage with rapid translocation throughout the plant. Plant death occurs slowly over a period of 1 to 2 weeks. Glycas can also be used as an aquatic herbicide. Glycas is very cost-effective and is sold in 4-liter pails, thus giving farmers value for money. Glycas is exclusively distributed by Cass Agricultural Supplies Limited and is available at all leading agro shops. Telephone 673-6802 or 354-5813.
Trinidad and Tobago, time to feel the speed. The UCI Class 1 International Cycling Grand Prix is here. All happening at the National Cycling Velodrome in Couva. Speed Paradise meets the Carnival of Speed. Thursday 19th, Friday 20th, and Saturday 21st of June from 5 p.m. Come cheer on Team Trinidad as they battle elite riders from around the world. Tickets $80 and grab a $200 season pass at Bike Inn, Marabella, and Chagonas. Free entry for kids 12 and under. Plus, your chance to win door prizes.
Welcome back, TNT. We're inside the book club, and we have Miss Amelia Bruce, author, our first Begonian author, talking to us about shapes at the well. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm now telling my producer this. When I first heard the title, I thought it was a provocative novel, you know? And a title has a lot to do with it. So, I mean, coming from, that's just a side note, but I want to find out, how has the book been doing for you in the spaces where children are, and how the response has been for you so far?
Oh, it has been great. Just the last week, I visited a school that purchased my book, and she gave me such great remarks. She said that the students, they are so excited to read this book every day. So they have their reading time every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she would ask class, what story would you like to read? And they all shouted they want to read Shapes at the Well.
Mm-hmm.
Each day is their great desire to read Shapes at the Well. And it really warms my heart to know that they are falling in love with this story.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they all know their shapes and they know their size, because the book teaches you about the size. And, you know, each day they're just excited to go over this book.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that excitement is continuous, it means that I really did what I accomplished what I wanted to do.
Looking at the cover, the kids do identify with the characters, as in the young lady. I see she's in a rainbow outfit. Tell me about the characters and what was your thought behind bringing these characters to life?
Well, so the little girl, her name is Zari. That is the name of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I named the character after her. She was also created with the image of my daughter. So she loves the rainbow. And with the aim of having a colorful, bright book, I decided to dress her also within the rainbow dress. Mm-hmm. Her facial features, everything, it was really closely related to how my daughter looked. And the shapes, well, given that it is children, the aim was really to make sure it's bright and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And really just to put it together in such a way that it really attracts the attention.
Mm-hmm. And is there like interaction with Zari? Did I get it correct?
Yes.
With Zari and the shapes, do they have like conversations, that kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes, they do. So within the book speaks about a little girl that loves to make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
That loves to wish it well, and she was ready to make a new wish. When she went to the wishing well, she wished to have someone new. And the shapes emerged from the well. And they were having so many issues. And so Zari had to help them rectify all these issues. And in rectifying them, she taught them about their differences, which was their size and why they could not have played in certain way because of their differences. So mm-hmm. that is where the lesson in the story came in. So they did indeed have a conversation.
So to put differences aside and to work to a common goal.
Yes.
So
yes.
Where do you see yourself from Shapes at the Well? Is there another book on the way? And are you going to venture into, let's say, the more romance novels? Because like I tell you, that title threw me off a little bit. But do you see yourself doing those types of books?
I am not sure. I know I have thought of doing a book based on my journey mm-hmm. going into business because I'm currently running my own business where I create educational items.
Right.
And I definitely wanted to create a book just talking about my journey because, you know, there were moments where I wasn't always motivated or I was fearful of how things may turn out. But I really had to push myself and just trust the process. Mm-hmm. So I have not thought of romance, but I have thought of, you know, writing a book based on the journey.
Yeah, and I think from the perspective of being an entrepreneur, especially a female entrepreneur, more of our stories need to come out so that, you know, the younger generation wouldn't be too daunted about, you know, the months where you're wondering, where am I going to find this month's rent? Where am I going to find the grocery bill and no tuition? If it is the kids going to a private school or lessons or whatever, you had to figure out. And then there are times when the 9-to-5 is so appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think more stories like
it's
that
really true.
Should come out. Yeah.
Because a lot of those things came on my mind. Mm-hmm. Automatically, when you're making big steps, big changes, you tend to think of all the bad things. But sometimes if you really just focus on, okay, all the positive, what can happen, and you really put in that effort, over time, things change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really does. So every day won't be perfect, but I have been pushing and things have been coming my way, and I'm really, really grateful for it.
Thank God for that. So from the schools, are there other places that people can find your book? Can they order the book?
Yes. So my book is available on Amazon. You can purchase it there. It's also available in Tobago at the TLH Books and Office Supply Store.
Mm-hmm.
It is available at the Nalis Library in Trinidad. And mm-hmm. it's also available at the library locally in Tobago.
Yep.
You can also message me on my page and you can order there and I can always deliver it to you.
Mm-hmm. And it's like I said, TNT, as those who are streaming on Facebook Live, you would see the examples that Miss Amelia brought up and showed how interactive the book is. Now, are you afraid that these children would lose these pieces in this book? You know how children can be. How is it Velcro that is on the book and pieces attach?
No, it's not Velcro. So it's laminated sheets. And they can indeed possibly lose it. But I guess as you're using a book, it would be best that they're also supervised.
Right.
You know, so that when you're finished, you get to put back things together, mm-hmm. etc.
So there's that kind of magnetic feel for it to stick on.
It has Velcro on it. So, you know the... Let me see if I can show you. You know, the rough and soft material when it comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that interactiveness of the book. Well, Ms. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us today. And here is to luck on your journey. And as soon as you finish that book on entrepreneur.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Take care. TNT. So you know where to find the books. You can get it on Amazon. And of course, you can contact her. She has her Facebook page and of course, Instagram.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.